Shalom Aleichem. Today, it's Yom HaZikaron, and I wanted to dedicate this little shiur, this little podcast, to one of my heroes, and I'm sure a hero to many, many people, Roei Klein. Yesterday, I had the zechut to go to Har Herzl and try to connect with some of the kedoshim, the holy ones who gave their life. So that we can be here in Eretz Yisrael. And personally, I'm not a big fan of being depressed just for the sake of being depressed, making ourselves sad unnecessarily. But to me, it is a great opportunity to learn from these amazing people who gave their lives for us, as I mentioned, and to make them alive, because they say tzaddikim, they're more alive in their death than in their life. So, you know, on one level, that's just because their soul is shining and they can shine alive stronger than before. But perhaps also by us emulating their learning from them and making their good deeds a part of our life a little bit, we bring them alive. And that's certainly appropriate. They gave our lives for us. Can't we give them a little bit of life? So I wanted to just kind of quickly review a timeline about Roei Klein's life and then point out some things that I felt were moving and touching and maybe inspire us to be a little bit better. So Roei Klein grew up to the son of two Holocaust survivors, and he grew up in Renana. And he was a very, very smart boy, excelled in math, musician, he played piano, he played saxophone. He actually had pictures of him playing saxophone to his wife at his wedding. And he went to a mechina, and it's called Bnei David. He was a Bnei Akiva boy, and he was going to study Torah. And at the same time, trained to become a commander. And so it was. He was very serious in his Torah study and also very serious in his training. He used to run long runs from Renana to Netanya. And in 1994, Roei got drafted to the army. And he got drafted to an elite paratrooper unit, which he helped develop in the Golani branch called Egoz. I just want to stop here for a moment. And, you know, when a person chooses to go to an elite unit, first of all, they must be a very impressive person because it's very hard to get into the elite units here in Israel. You got to be something special to be able to get in. But to me, it's even more impressive to choose to do that because the odds of you seeing real action and chas v'shalom dying or getting injured are just so much higher. And everyone knows that in an elite unit. You're the first ones on the line. You're the ones who are really going in and saving lives, but also putting your life on the line. So, you know, to make that decision is, to me, extremely impressive and extremely heroic. And you've got to be a different type of person, a person that doesn't put their own personal life first, but puts Am Yisrael and Klal Yisrael and all of these things as the center of your being. So anyways, so he excelled in the army, and he actually once got stuck in Bint Jabil, which is he had to get helicoptered out while on some operation. In 2001, he, during the second Intifada, helped neutralize five terrorists. And that's what saves our lives. That's the reason why we're here, because right now there are soldiers who are making sure that terrorists don't kill us. That's unfortunately the day-to-day reality, the every single day reality. Certainly during the Intifada, we are indebted incredibly to soldiers who give up their lives, don't sleep, and give up everything so that we can be here. So anyways, he headed that ambush, and he was an excellent soldier. He was good at everything that he put his heart into, and that was music, math, Torah, and the army. He was excellent commander. After he finished his service, he in 2002 met his wife Sarah through a mutual friend, and they married. And they ended up having two children, Gilad and Yoav, and they moved to Yishuv in the West Bank called Yovel near Eli. And Roy really, really, really loved his children. In the stories that I've seen that I've read, they say how when Roy would talk about his children, he just became a totally different person, totally dedicated to them. When he came home from after a long army stint, he would he would wash them and take care of them and sing and dance with them, and then he was the one to volunteer to stay, wake up in the middle of the night and take care of the kids. He was just an amazing father. Anyways, so after he finished his services, Rui went and studied at the Ariel, studying engineering. And though he could have gone to Technion, he wanted to be close to home so that he could learn in a kollel. And he would spend, it was amazing, he'd spend his time, he'd wake up very early in the morning, like 4 in the morning, and made a chavruta, learning lots of Gemara, hundreds, maybe thousands of pages of Gemara. No one else was up, with tzniut, with sincerity, like yeshiva bacher. And then, when he needed to be the commander, he would like certainly switch and be a different type of person, take responsibility. Just amazing to hear about people like that. Anyways, so in 2006, Roei was called back. He was, when he wasn't learning, he was a commander in the army. That was his job. That was his life. And there was a krav where he needed to go back to the same area in Jenin, Beit Jabil. And he amazingly, heroically ran in with his people to save his friend Amichai, who was injured, and a grenade got thrown towards him. And famously, he jumped on the grenade to shield his soldiers from death, screaming out in a loud voice, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. And when he was wounded, critically wounded, he actually, reported that Klein is dead, and he directed that the medics help his friend Amichai before him, and he passed away in that krav. Just a few more things that moved me about his life. So one night, his wife couldn't fall asleep, so his Roei said, "Think about nice things. Think about Am Yisrael. Think about Eretz Yisrael. Think about the connection between them." And when he woke up, he didn't remember saying that. But this is the type of person he was. Such a different type of human, fully Israeli, fully Masur to Am Yisrael. His wife wanted to say goodbye to him before he went to the army, and she wanted to say, Tishmor latzmecha, watch over yourself. But she couldn't bring herself to say that. She would say, watch over others. But he knew that, going to the army means not just watching over yourself, but watching over the other first. And there's an amazing letter that he wrote to his wife on the day before they got married. I'll just read it word for word. The type of person that can write such a tefillah, such a letter, it just shows so much about who he was. You're the Sarah Ishti, to Sarah my wife. You're the Fanacha Shneiske Lakim Binyan Ad. May it be Hashem's will that we should merit to build an everlasting bias, Bait Israeli, an Israeli house, mitoch machshava b'regashvot Yisrael, Yisraeliot, Yisraelim, thoughts and feelings of Israelites, Yisharim im El, straight in God, with God, mitoch ahava, achva, shalom ve'erut, from love, from brotherhood, from peace, from friendliness, mitoch achdut, from unity, mitoch yidiyah v'argasha, from knowledge, from emotion, mitoch emuna shlema, with full faith, shel zot hapam etzem me'atzamai, that this is a part of my flesh, ubasar mi sari, and, you know, flesh of my flesh, of reference, of course, to Bereishit, that your wife is part of you. Mitoch tzipia lishua, from yearning for the redemption, the gulotam shel Israel, the redemption of Israel, mitoch kach, sha moach Yisraeli, even shakoach Yisraeli, even yesod shel hauma, that the Israelite power is the foundational stone of the nation. Mitoch achrayut v'dor zeh shel ikvotom shel Mashiach, from responsibility in this generation, the footsteps of Mashiach. The chol tzad, that every step, the kol yitkadmut v'yitkabrut l'kivon habayit, every step closer to is building the house, the Beit Midash. Mitoch tara b'tzniut, from purity and humility. Mitoch anava p'itzablat lut klapei ha'klal Yisrael, from humility and nullifying our will towards the klal Yisrael. Ohev l'lo gvul, the one who loves endlessly. Really, that type of person is not simple. Very, very, very special in the Shema. No wonder his soul has lit up all of Am Yisrael, and it's a product of beautiful Torah education here in Eretz Yisrael. Someone who's willing to be moser nefesh for Am Yisrael. If you go to his grave, you won't notice anything special. It's just another grave amongst the other 28,000 in Har Herzl, but every soul there is so special. So whether it's just, you know, waking up a little early and davening, or learning an extra daf of Gemara today, or just thinking about how we can be moser nefesh to Am Yisrael. By the way, of course, I can go on for another hour about the milos, the chesed that he did for his community, using his talents to bring tzedakah to others, and the Mesirut to his family. But may we be zoicha des yom hazikaron to take one thing from this amazing personality, Roy Klein, and hopefully this is just a taster. Go watch some YouTube videos. Go watch some. Go do some more research. There's tons about Roy Klein or any of the thousands of heroes who gave their life for Am Yisrael. Am Yisrael chai, and have a beautiful and meaningful yom hazikaron.